Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR, Judge's Report for the week of July 22nd, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Gulf Legal website and the Mills County website. Commissioner's Court took place on Monday, July 22nd. Our court approved several items, including the budget increase regarding Hamilton EMS. We approved Eckert & Company to continue our county audits for another year. There are numerous discussions on emergency management coordinator, FEMA coordinator, along with discussions on the 2024-25 budget and calendar. Last week, our application to FEMA was completed and sent to them. What we've been told is that within the next few weeks, FEMA will contact us and come to Mills County to address all the county roads that suffered damage during the May floods. There will be several weeks these FEMA officials will be with our commissioners touring and assessing our damaged roads. Our current figures on our damaged roads are currently a little over $2 million. Assuming everything goes according to schedule, FEMA will pay a percentage of the recorded damage. We're hoping that there will be more funds available to our county that can help us repair roads. As I stated earlier, Mills County has approximately 441 miles of county roads in our county, and nearly all these roads suffered damage from the May floods. We're also looking at doing more work in the courthouse basement handicap area from the floods that hit us in May in the next few weeks. The current plans have the original basement entrance at the bottom of the handicap ramp jackhammered out and a larger drain inserted that will keep us, hopefully, the basement from flooding. Once we decide on a definitive date, our handicap entrance will be closed for several days. We will make sure we notify all individuals once we begin this work. Also, during the construction work, please contact the office that you need to visit and arrangements can be made to provide curbside service. This is one of the many wonderful services our elected officials offer to our Mills County citizens out of the courthouse. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.